Boys basketball, the Beavers with a big win last night over the number two ranked team in Class 3A, the Goodland Cowboys, last night at the Scott Community Event Center by the count of 57-53. And then they kind of wait who they're going to play here for Substate. A lot of different scenarios still. We'll know more about it probably after tomorrow night. There's probably three different possibilities, but anyways, the Beavers will be on the road, and I know they're going to be ready for whoever they get in front of them first round of the Substate. We've got a couple of seniors who were starters last night on senior night. We'll start off with Avery Knoll here, and how are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you had a pretty big night there. You really started out kind of on fire there underneath the basket, and you got a lot of your shots to the basket. You had some pretty good free throws along the way as well, and had a big night with 11 points. What really clicked for you last night?
Do what? What'd you say?
What really clicked for you last night?
I don't know. I was just cutting to the basket, and they weren't really guarding me. So just get up by the rim, finish, you know.
Yeah, take that, huh?
Yeah, basically.
All right. But, no, you've been kind of that hot hand at Colby last Tuesday and even last night. And, boy, that Colby game, I didn't know if you were ever going to miss from the floor. Did you feel like you were going to ever miss?
Oh, well, it's kind of when your hand's, like, at the rim, it's kind of hard to miss. But, you know, I still figure out a way to do it sometimes.
All right. Well, Thursday night against Hugoton, you finally drained that three. You've been looking for that all year. And what was that? It was in a pretty clutch situation when you guys needed to get a little bit of a comeback. What was that moment like?
I mean, it felt good. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing only making one, but it is what it is.
But you've had some good looks. They just don't want to treat you well, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. But how fun have you had this year?
It's been a blast. From the Sterling tournament to now, it's gone by so fast, though. It's crazy that it's already senior year.
Absolutely. You had to go through the senior night festivities. But where do you think that you've improved the most here really starting kind of that Colby Goodland before Christmas to now?
I think it's more just recovering from my injuries that I've had with my ankle and my elbow. Just finally getting back to 100% is a big thing for me.
And I know you've got to be excited about the opportunities in front for postseason, right?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what we can do. Hopefully we can get out there and get some wins.
All right, yeah. 10-10 on the year, and I know maybe some of the road teams may not see your record as great, but I tell you what, you guys have played a tough schedule this year. And how challenging has it been with the teams and that you've played, and how prepared do you feel like you are to take on anybody in the postseason?
Yeah, it's been tough losing as many games as we have by so much. But I think it makes us more mentally prepared, especially with the win last night. Mm-hmm. Helps us get a little momentum going into Substate. And hopefully that'll carry on to the rest of the season.
Are you still on pace to maybe get closer to that foul record?
I don't think so, missing as many games as I did. But, I mean.
Well, maybe fouls per game, maybe.
I guess I could try to go for that.
I mean, because you had four last night, and I think you had five the game before.
No, I haven't fouled out yet. No, I'm chilling on that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't want you to foul that, but we'll just cap you at four. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Avery Knoll joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here. And great job, as always, last night. And good luck to you coming up postseason.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, the senior Avery Knoll joining us here. And we're talking to a youngster that got his first career start last night. And Brendan Bailey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. So what was that moment like when Coach said you're going to get the start?
You know, it's something that I've looked forward to for a long time. And definitely made freshman me really happy. It was awesome.
All right. And so you get through the line, the spirit line and all that, and you're on the court to begin. Did the nerves kick in?
No, everything just went really, like, that ball felt like it was in the air for so long. When they threw it to Lincoln and Jackson, it just felt like it was in the air for forever.
All right. But, you know, got a couple minutes there. What'd you feel like you did well mainly last night there?
You know, not do anything dumb. I didn't have a turnover. I didn't have a foul. I didn't have anything dumb. I didn't do anything, really. But I got through those screens pretty good. I didn't get stuck.
Well, you went 2 minutes, and I don't know if you've heard this term. You're a trillionaire. You get 2 minutes played, and you have 0 points, zero rebounds, zeros across the board. So you're a trillionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. You know, just an insane stat line, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll take that, too, anytime. And you didn't even have to commit a foul or anything like that. So.
No, I didn't.
But, you know, you do play a role in this team, of course. You help the team try to get better in the practice gym throughout the year. And what, how have you really embraced that role to kind of help this team out?
You know, I've more or less embraced the fact that, you know, if I'm not going to be in the court, I can still – or on the court, I can still impact from the bench by getting some momentum going and, like, you know, clapping my hands, cheering them up, you know, getting it going on the bench, getting some kind of atmosphere in there.
What's a like? What's the assignment like for you maybe here with postseason coming up?
You know, just keep being loud. Get those guys on the bench loud just as much as I am.
All right. Well, thanks again, as always, Brendan, for joining me here. And congratulations on getting that start last night. And keep on keeping on, man.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Brendan Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we're going to Coach Brian Gentry here on the line here next. And Coach, get to 10-10 last night. That was look back at it. That was a huge win and a potential huge confidence booster for your squad.
Absolutely. not just because it's a very, very good team and a state-ranked team. And, you know, our guys have played in so many of those games that, you know, they needed to figure out, you know, what works to get, you know, to come out on the other side. And, you know, last night, although we want to get more shot attempts up, you know, I think we were like 17 for 30 from two and 3 for 8 from three. But the biggest thing was we shot 22 free throws. And it's all because we got the ball where it was supposed to go, and a lot of attention goes to where it's supposed to go. And Avery capitalized big time. And if teams are going to continue to guard Jackson, he's going to find those opportunities, and so are several other guys. But yeah, I mean, it's a confidence boost, but, mm-hmm. I'm of the mindset to say it's not an upset whatsoever in my mind. We've played with everybody. We've already said, you know, it's a tough schedule. We're battle tested, and it's not an upset to me. So, you know, I went into the game thinking that we should win and we could win, and you know, the only reason that it's an upset is because of the record.
Yeah.
And so our guys showed up, and the thing for me was how we battled on the boards with their length at a lot of spots.
Yeah.
Our guys really took it to heart and battled for 32 minutes on the boards, and offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. So I was proud of our guys. You know, at the end of the game, you know, it's back and forth forever. And you know, I think Avery said it too. You know, mentally, it gets a little exhausting when you're in mm-hmm. so many close games and you can't find a way to pull it out. And mm-hmm. Last night they did that. They executed. They got the ball where it was supposed to go, and then defensively they just kept getting stops.
You mentioned the rebounds. The first meeting between Goodland, you had only 11 rebounds, and those were all on the defensive end. Last night, I think you had over 11 rebounds already in the first half.
Yep. And you know, part of that is you know, making them shoot tough shots. But I thought our guys were really flying around, and I really thought they were physical. You know, we got a body on a body, you know, pretty much every single time. And we were going up and trying to get it at the highest point. And our guys aren't going to back away from anybody. So, I mean, if you have size, you better bring physicality as well, because we're going to. And our guys did that last night. And so, yeah, I mean, very pleased with them. And you know, we had zero offensive rebounds last time we played them. And you know, they had 9, and it was a 5-7-point game. And so – that was a difference maker for us, and I was pleased with our guys' effort, regardless of how many minutes they played. You know, our bench was great last night. Everybody wants to play. I get that, but you know, when you're not in there, you still have to find a way to contribute, and our guys did that.
And so I want to go back to a player, Sage Steckline, here. He ended up, I think, with 6 points last night, and I thought there was times when he would drive to the basket, and I was like, it reminded you of early season, Sage.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that, you know, we always do our grade outs, you know, every game, and I'll usually send it to our group. And I think one of the things I had jotted down at, you know, whatever time it was when I did it, be more aggressive offensively. And because the guy, I mean, he's a phenomenal passer.
Yes.
And so just getting him back downhill, getting into the paint, he sees everything. And he knows, you know, Avery and all these guys are cutting. So, I mean, when he plays to that, he's very good. And so, you know, last night he ends the game with 3 or 4 assists, you know, a few rebounds here, 6 points. I mean, it's just kind of a stat filler. He goes 2 for 2 from the floor, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. I mean, and those are things that just add up over the course of a game. And so with his length, he's able to make a lot of those passes that some guys can't. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys get down into the paint, they get trapped, and they get surrounded by bigger guys. But he's got to continue to be that player, and he will. So he played great. You know, Avery, you know, down the list, you know, Eloy does such a phenomenal job for us, you know, just getting us into what we're supposed to. He's got a good handle to him, and he makes plays. So I'm very pleased. Brooks's defense has been, you know, spot on for the last, you know, several weeks. So talk about, you know, peaking at the right time. And, you know, last night was a good step in the right direction.
I think you really started to see the buy-in. Even though it was kind of a loss to Huguenin, and I think that's when the full buy. I mean, you guys have been bought in for most of the year, but I think the full buy-in of what you guys want to do and what to put on the floor, I think, was really shown really in Huguenin, and it transferred into Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's every game you've got. Mm-hmm. I mean, you we're not going to show up to practice and just go through the motions. Yeah. I mean, there's days that are lighter than others, but. We still show up, and whether they want to or not, at times there's still some, you know, intensity to it. And, you know, you don't have a choice when you play a team like Huguenin. I mean, your choice is simple. You play hard, you play physical for 32 minutes or else they take it to you. And, you know, our guys don't back down from anybody. They never have, they never will. We built on, you know, we couldn't put the ball in the basket, you know, in that Huguenin game, which was a struggle, but, defensively is kind of where we hang our hat. And, you know, the last couple of games, we've been able to help, you know, hold teams, you know, well below their scoring average. And, we just, with our offense last night, when we run it and we execute it correctly, we get a lot of touches where they need to be, and we get a lot of free throws. And that's smart on our part as far as getting it to where it needs to be, and I was proud of our guys for doing that.
Well, we're at this moment here. The seating won't officially the brackets and stuff won't be officially released until Saturday, but right now you're sitting as a number 12 seed, and with some scenarios coming into tomorrow night and after tomorrow night, it looks like you – could have possibly move up to a number 11 seed, and you're going to get either probably Mulvane, Andale, or even if you stay in that 12 seed, it looks like it would be Abilene. So you're going to get a whole different slate of teams that you're unfamiliar with, and you probably kind of got to like that at the same time.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean, initially we were kind of looking at being locked into that 12 with a potential Pratt-Abilene, you know, first-round, second-round matchup. And now it kind of flipped on us. But, you know, whether it be Andale or Mulvane or Abilene or Pratt, like, I've watched them all. So we'll be ready. We've got the parts to be successful in those. You know, it is going to be a, you know, if it's Mulvane, it's going to be a very long road trip. You know, so that's a little bit, I mean, I don't say that it's anything out of, you know, things that these kids have done. I mean, we went to Millwood and most of these guys were football players. So, you know, it's another opportunity. So, you know, once tomorrow we will prepare tomorrow, to get better at what we do. And then Friday through, you know, Tuesday, we'll be dialed into, you know, the scout on whoever it is, but we've, you know, Joey and Drew have done a good job of watching some film and we've got film on them all now. And so, we know a little bit about each team, and we'll continue to learn more about them. But our guys just play hard. I mean, they just so. I mean, whatever it is, you know, you get an Andale matchup zone and physical players, we'll be fine with that. You know, you get Pratt if that scenario were to ever work out, which I don't think it will. You know, they've got a big, we've got several. You know, we're ready for that. You know, Abilene's got big guards. We're fine. And down the list, you know, Mulvane shoots a ton of threes. They've got a couple mm-hmm. of players, and one in particular that shoots the ball a lot and shoots it well. But we've got length that we can put against it. So it's just going to come down to us doing what we do at a high level mm-hmm. for 32 minutes. I know our guys are eager, you know, and people talk about, you know, especially after last night. It is a boost to morale. It's getting these guys in the right mindset. But bottom line, if the ball doesn't go through for mm-hmm. us, we can still rely on our defense, you know, and we can turn points, you know, from our defense into, you know, the offensive transition. So our guys will be ready. I know they will. Today was about getting them rested. Yes. It was a lot of shooting, because after that game last night, you know, up and down, pretty fast paced, pretty physical. They need to get a little bit of rest and come back prepared, ready to go tomorrow.
All right. Should be a fun next week here. And it's weird you get to play on a Wednesday for Sub State here.
Never done that.
Put that on the old bingo card.
There you go.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. As always, thanks for the time, and it's been a great season, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.